I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's ongoing pressure against Christian ministry in Belarus. Greater Europe Mission's Carrie Holmquist directs their one-to-one ministry outreach to victims of Chernobyl. Because GEM works with a secular humanitarian organization, their ministry hasn't been affected yet, but the future is uncertain.
The government in Belarus is not a democracy. It is actually considered to be one of the last communist countries, and there are many restrictions on the church there in Belarus.
One-to-one is a beacon of hope in uncertain times. It's helping strengthen the church. Meanwhile, the Da Vinci Code, the fictional book and movie, have many Christians calling for boycotts and protests. 12 books refuting it have already been published. However, some Christians see it as an opportunity, including Engedi Resource Center's Lois Teverberg.
I would say that it definitely gives Christians an opportunity to witness, and I think that Christians should take the attitude of, instead of being defensive, challenge ourselves to study the Bible more deeply, to study the culture around the Bible, and then with confidence be happy for every discussion that comes our way about it.
And Getty has resources to help. Get connected at our website. And Voice of the Martyr says their Bibles Unbound program has only been in existence for about 3 months, but already supporters are sending more than 8,000 New Testaments each month into restricted nations. Christians commit to sending Bibles from their home. After they're delivered, courageous Christians inside each nation collect names and addresses and follow up on the mailings to help reach their community for Christ. $30 sends 5 New Testaments. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about a short-term mission trip, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.